I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist.
Now it's 32.
I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Welcome back to Jeopardy X with Don, Alex, and our newest contestant, Gavin, who gives me the creeps. Anywho, here are the categories. Leading off, we've got women in politics. What a mess, right? Followed by January 6th. Then we've got industry standard NPC catchphrases, followed by Creed lyrics, great band, one of my favorites. Then it's fake conservatives. We all know the type. And last, it's the N-word. A lot of words that start with the letter N, so keep that in mind. Gavin, you're up against some fierce competitors, but you select first. Go ahead.
Let's do NPC catchphrases for $400.
A favorite saying of NPCs in recent history, we're all in this together. Let's flatten this. Yes, Gavin?
What is the Pacific Palisades?
What an odd thing to say. Good Lord. Yes, Alex?
What is the curve?
That's the one. 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Boy, was that a lie. What's our next category, though?
Let's do Creed lyrics for $600, Alex.
Hello, my friend. We meet again. It's been a while. Where should we this? Gavin?
What is f*** over the taxpayer?
What an airball. Yes. Don?
What is begin?
That's right. Don, you've got the board.
Women in politics for $800, Alex.
Now that's a body count. This lady politician was supposed to win the 2016 presidential election, and in the late 90s, her husband got fellatio in the Oval Office.
That'd be Killary, a.k.a. Hilldog. I mean, who is Killary?
The judges are giving me a thumbs up. Also, I'm not sure if you've heard, but I think Hillary's had a lot of people murdered.
I'm well aware. Infowars.com, but let's go with January 6th for $1,000.
They called it an insurrection. They called it a threat to our democracy. They called it the worst thing that's happened to our country since 9/11. However, January 6th was this. Yes, Gavin?
What is an assault on trans kids?
Embarrassingly wrong. And I suspect that you're a pervert. Yes, Don?
What is an unguided walking tour for unarmed senior citizens?
Perfect response. Don, go ahead.
Let's try fake conservatives for $800, Alex.
This South Carolina congressman has never heard of a war in the Middle East. He didn't want to fund. Also, he's a bit of a pole smoker and has a woman's name.
Easy money, Alex. Who is Lindsey Graham?
Bingo. Lindsey loves raw tube steaks and subverting the Constitution. Don, what's our next category?
Let's go with the N-word for $600.
Answer, Daily Double. Don, what'll your wager be?
I'm all in, Alex.
This N-word used to be out of fashion, but it's making a comeback, and it's all the rage in some circles of political extremists.
Those are some nasty, nasty people who use that N-word. Very disgusting individuals. That N-word, however, is Nazi. Sorry, what is Nazi?
Nazis don't exist, but they call people the name to justify harming them. It's as clear as day to see the dynamic at play, unless you're retarded.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead.
You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95-plus percent lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of the AlexShipStore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at TheAlexShipStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Trump is scheduled at 8 p.m. Central tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, to address the nation with proof. Communist China through Venezuela stealing our elections and more. I talked to folks who were in a cabinet meeting last November. He planned to bring this out in January, but didn't. I can tell you that is what's coming out tonight. I'll be here at 7:30 Central, 30 minutes before kicking off. We'll cover it live to carry the statements and then have analysis after. And that will be at Real Alex Jones on X and on rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And of course at alexjoneslive.com/show, or the feeds are right there on the main page. Be sure and share that and join us coming up this evening. I want to get Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's been exposing the poison shots and medical tyranny for decades. And she is also an author and filmmaker and does all sorts of public and private symposiums educating doctors and the public. DrTenpenny.com and at BusyDRT, TickBites.DrTenpenny.com. To find out more about that, the July 18th seminar that is coming up just in 2 days. She's an osteopathic medical doctor, board certified, 3 specialties. She's the founder of Tenpenny Investigative Medical Research and an integrative medical clinic located near Cleveland, Ohio, opened in 96. Her company provides a natural, holistic approach to getting well, non-prescription medications, and it just goes on from there. And she's invested decades in fighting this tyranny. She's a best-selling author, as I mentioned earlier. But I wanted to get her on about the ticks because you've got Plum Island where they develop weaponized spirochetes, and then you've got it showing up in New York and Connecticut a few years later. And then now you have all these other forms of spirochetes that people believe have been engineered. You have Bill Gates doing projects that release ticks that they say do something else to cows. You have the World Economic Forum 10 years ago and 6 years ago saying we want to have Lone Star ticks that, you know, bite you and you get alpha gal so you can't eat red meat. Now that's exploded exponentially. You've got ticks showing up thousands of miles out of their ranges, videos of boxes falling full of baby ticks. You've got Google and Gates releasing tens of millions of mosquitoes, and then all sorts of problems coming out of that. The mosquitoes supposedly are sterile because they have this bacteria in it. Well, does that get into other life forms? We'll get into the unseen epidemic, the modern explosion of chronic fatigue, neurological decline, treatment-resistant mystery illnesses. And we're going to talk about all this with a leading researcher and medical doctor, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. So let's plunge into this right now. And then towards the end of the interview, I'm going to air a special report on bombs in the World Trade Centers, because Piers Morgan and others have been trying to rewrite history about that. And then the War Room is coming up in 51 minutes with Harrison Smith, War Room Live. Be sure and join him for that. Dr. Tenpenny, people want to know about this. Thanks for coming on to discuss it. My dad was on a rock climbing thing like 20 years ago in Oklahoma, got bit, didn't know he had Lyme disease, went to the doctor, they didn't diagnose it right, ate a bunch of his joints, really messed up his health ever since then. He went from, you know, being able to do 20 pull-ups to not being able to do one. I had another good friend, had it, they didn't diagnose it for a year, ate his joints. I mean, this has been a problem and it's going exponential. Then we have Bill Gates hovering around it. An intelligence agency is not a good sign. So to give us the real intel, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thanks for being here, Doc.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. It's good to be back. Haven't seen you in a while, so thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. So I know you're the expert of experts on so much. What's really going on?
Well, ticks are a real problem, and Lyme disease is a real problem, as you know, as you just said. And most people are underdiagnosed, and that's by definition, and that's by design. I mean, when they first discovered, you know, in 1952, when the researchers identified the bacteria that causes Lyme, and then it was released accidentally or intentionally, sort of like in Wuhan, you know, with the ticks on Plum Island, and ended up to be discovered in Lyme, Connecticut. The diagnosis was really an ELISA test, which was not very accurate because you can use ELISA testing in the lab for a lot of different conditions. So then they developed something called a Western blot, and they intentionally left off. And well, let me back up a step. The Western blot test looks for different antigens on the surface of a tick, and they intentionally left off the two antigens that are most defining for Lyme disease. And that was created by a panel that happened up in Detroit, Michigan, that they intentionally, by design, left out the two antigens off of the test that was most likely going to diagnose you with Lyme disease. And so there's a lot of underdiagnosis. And so people run around for years with headaches and back pain and memory loss and inability to speak and lightning strike, feeling pain down their arms and legs, going from doctor to doctor to doctor, and they can't get a diagnosis. The diagnosis has been hidden until really recently that you couldn't even really diagnose people with Lyme disease. And in some parts of the country, if people were diagnosing and actually treating Lyme with IV antibiotics or even oral antibiotics, their medical license were sanctioned and some people lost their medical license. So they, by definition, made it difficult to diagnose. It was just normal aches and pains. And anything, and if you did a short course of doxycycline and antibiotics, and you didn't get better by that, then it was diagnosed. Then you were told to see a psychiatrist because all of your residual symptoms were psychiatric and by design. And so it's been a very difficult road for many people. In fact, you know, we're doing a webinar on Saturday about this with a Dr. Carrie Simpson, who's been treating Lyme disease for many, many years. She's actually helped cured, eliminated Lyme from her own body and hundreds of people more. And she, when I first started speaking with her, what got my attention and why I wanted to have this webinar and to help give people hope and tell them there's ways that they can get better, ways that they can improve, is because she told me that the number one cause of death from Lyme disease was suicide across the board because the symptoms were so bad. And people were so frustrated by the doctors not believing them and by doctors, you know, going from doctor to doctor, never getting a diagnosis, never getting a solution, being put on too short of a course of antibiotics for too short a period of time, which, you know, sounds an awful lot like when people had COVID, right? They were given the wrong dose at the wrong time, the wrong dose of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine at the wrong time.
Whether you're in Australia or the U.S., as you know, the standard global thing was when somebody comes in sick suddenly, don't treat them, send them back till they can't breathe, then get $53,000 when you put them on a ventilator. And again, this happened to my dad decades ago before we even knew about this cover-up. Had one of my friends about 15 years ago, and he took him years, the friend, to finally get a doctor and said, no, this is what you have. And he got on that. It stopped, but the damage to his body had already been done. Same thing with my dad. But it sounds like the good news now is when I read the news, they're not really denying it now that Lyme is exploding and, quote, getting worse and more variants of the spirochete. And then also that alpha-gal is actually killing people now in record-level allergies now that this tick is magically carrying, that the WF said would soon be doing this a decade ago. I mean, am I right to say that finally this is being recognized?
Yes, from two perspectives. One is that more and more people are more and more doctors are doing more right things to treat it and diagnose it. And when Secretary Kennedy came out and said that he really believed that Lyme was an epidemic and that we needed to do something about it. I mean, he's from New England and has seen it for many, many years. You know, interesting about the Lone Star tick, you know, the people that come to our webinar on Saturday will have an opportunity to join a second webinar that is about the truth about alpha-gal syndrome, because what we've been told is not accurate. And I've dug through the historical documentation. I've gone through all sorts of articles on PubMed, and I put together what is really the truth about alpha-gal, that, you know, this doesn't start with a tick bite. It starts much more nefariously by proteins being injected in our body. body through vaccines. And the tick bite comes along and just explodes it and makes it come alive.
Wow, slow down. Talk about that. So you're saying it's a binary system?
Yes.
Explain that.
That, you know, there was research that was done in 1902 that demonstrated the fact that if you ate a protein, your digestive enzymes would take care of that protein. And then, but if you injected a foreign protein, a little tiny protein, the researcher was doing it, was looking for a way to cure the venom of sea anemones from being so poisonous. So he injected a teeny tiny little dot of the sea anemone toxin into a dog. And then several weeks later thought, well, now the dog's going to be immune and we're not going to have a problem. So when he re-injected that same protein into the dog, the dogs went into severe anaphylaxis and died. And he was the first person who defined the definition of the word anaphylaxis, which means against protection. And so it got the Nobel Prize for showing that when you inject foreign proteins into the body, it can cause all sorts of sensitization problems. So I've dug through a lot of the material, Alex, and I've found that the sensitization, it's clear that, you know, two of the vaccines in particular, MMR and chickenpox, have the highest amounts of gelatin, and gelatin has alpha gal in it. So the body has already been sensitized by the alpha gal in the gelatin of MMR and chickenpox.
For folks that don't know, gelatin comes from animals' hooves.
House hoof.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And so then when you get the tick bite and the tick injects the galactose sugar in your body, you've already got antibodies against it. So the tick bite is just, you're sensitized, and then the tick bite lights the fire.
Isn't that similar to, like, I got stung by bees a lot growing up.
100%.
But then finally one time, my dad, when I was like a senior in high school, they moved in a new house, and he had like this bush hog, you know, larger lawnmower thing, and he said, cut. He lives on 4 acres, still lives there today. He goes, cut down that brush. Well, I'm in there cutting the brush, and I get stung by like 30 bees, like a movie. You know, they're swarming me. I run, and then I swole up. You know, almost had to go to the hospital. But ever since then, if I sit down on a chair, you know, at the park, I've been stung a few times. I go back into it. Never had it before, but once I had it, I have it. And then wouldn't that be similar to if they grew vaccines for decades on peanut protein, and then now you've had that vaccine, now you eat a peanut, it can kill you. Is that the same thing?
The bee sting analogy is very accurate, because most people, even if they've gotten stung by one bee, just it doesn't have to be a swarm like your experience, but just by one or two bees, it sensitizes them so that when they get stung by a bee the second time, they go into anaphylactic shock. And then they have to do the Benadryl and the epinephrine and go to the ER and all those different things. So this is the same thing. People have already been pre-sensitized. And even though there's studies that are out there, I've read them, and they're part of the webinar that we're going to be doing, or that the secondary webinar that from people that come to the first one will have an access to the second one, will show them that just because you may have an alpha gal antibody, people that were given a drug that they'd never ever taken before. This happened in 2008. They were given this drug as a chemotherapeutic agent, and they went into anaphylactic shock. And it was because their body had already been sensitized to the equivalent of the galactose sugar. And so there's plenty of information out there to show. And the tick bite, the blaming it all on this Lone Star tick is an absolute cover for the mess that they've made with all these vaccines.
Well, I follow your work, and I didn't know this. I knew that suddenly it's exploding. They say exponential, but of course we just started getting the COVID shots. And if you look, since those rolled out 5 years ago, I've got the articles and the maps here. It starts exponentially going up. That makes perfect sense that if they're injecting all of this foreign protein we know is in the shots and other shots, then that's going to then prime us when the tick actually bites us. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, once you start looking, it's like a lot of things in the vaccine world, Alex. You know, you and I have been talking about this together for decades. And it's once you start seeing, you see it everywhere. And once you know what you can't unknow it. And so this is, once I started investigating this and looking back at the historical data that goes back literally to 1902, 1903, And then following the rabbit trail forward, you can see it clearly to where, oh, now they're going to blame it on, you know, dropping these tick boxes everywhere and getting people these tick bites. And they're developing this alpha-gal syndrome. It's caused by the tick. No, it's exacerbated by the tick. It's like the you've already got the paper in your body and the tick comes along and lights the match. And so
So taking the shots loads the gun, the tick pulls the trigger. So looking at this, do we know of any, I mean, there's antibiotics in general for people that have chronic Lyme disease. Do we know effective treatments? And then also for alpha-gal, because I hear some people get it and it goes away. Other people, it goes away a little bit, but tends to come back. Are there ways to mitigate alpha-gal?
Yes, there are. There's actually a published study that was showing that acupuncture can actually do that. There's a technique that we use in our office, and it's available nationwide. It's an allergy elimination technique that uses muscle testing and acupuncture and homeopathy that eliminates all sorts of things, like things like allergies to meat, allergies to bees. We've treated people with allergies to peanuts and fish and all these different things. So yes, there's a lot.
So many people, even medical doctors, that say acupuncture, if you go to the right Chinese medicine that actually does the right, actually works. What is the mechanism? How do they figure this out? Is it like you hit certain nerve areas and it causes, what's it doing?
Well, acupuncture, as you know, goes back 4,000 years. The bigger question is, how did they track this out 4,000 years ago? But really what they, you know, and I took the UCLA medical acupuncture course back years ago. And the working theory is that there are energy frequencies, little charges that run through your body, and they actually track along your lymphatic system. And so knowing where those key, like booster stations would be from your electricity outside, those little power stations, when you know where the acupuncture points are and you put a needle there or use acupressure there, you can sometimes even use just, you know, a stimulation by rubbing on it. Most effectively is inserting the needle in there. What it does is it changes the direction of the charges, change the directions of the flows. And there's ways that you can do
so
that.
So it's just like everybody knows when a computer isn't working, the best thing is turn it on and off. It's like a reset.
It functions like a reset. And that's what we're going to be talking about mostly on this webinar Saturday, Alex, is we're going to give people hope. We're going to give them a way to eliminate alpha-gal. We're going to have a way to eliminate the symptoms of Lyme disease. And that's why I put this together, because I just saw the pervasiveness of people that were suffering so much from Lyme disease and not getting any help. Now, some people can do a short course of doxycycline and they're just fine. Some people can do an extended course of IV antibiotics and they can be fine. But some people have debilitating symptoms and debilitating problems for their entire life. So we've put together, you know, a course. It's just an afternoon. It's just a morning. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. I'm sorry, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
And is that tickbites.drtenpenny.com?
It is at tickbites.drtenpenny.com. And for the people who come to that webinar, we have the special alpha-gal webinar that'll be available to them after that.
Well, invaluable. I want to watch it because this is crazy. And again, it wasn't just my friend and my dad. I know a lot of people who weren't hypochondriacs. I mean, they admit this is all real now, who wouldn't 100%. Know why they were sick. I mean, my dad was a practicing physician at the time. And I remember he lost weight. He felt terrible. He didn't know what was wrong with him. He went and had his heart checked. And then finally, a doctor goes, no, you got Lyme's disease. And I remember it took like 6 months of antibiotics. And then he finally didn't have it anymore. But he just, he's been in pain ever since. It didn't ruin his life, but it definitely took a lot of time of his life. I mean, he's pretty messed up right now from it. And we can track it all back to that. And then COVID almost killed him. But I mean, I tell you, the stuff they cook up, what about the reports I see that they're finding all these new forms of spirochetes that are the bacteria? And a lot of experts believe that means they're manufacturing it or that more stuff's being released.
I'm not sure about that, but I do know that they're not going to stop. You know, what they've done with COVID, you know, the crimes against humanity of what they've done, and now what they're doing with, you know, trying to make people not eat meat. And, you know, you were showing up there the little short video of they saying we can genetically modify humans. If they're not going to stop eating meat, we can make them sick so that they won't eat meat. And so, you know, there's still they're still continually trying to manipulate with us. I don't know about new spirochetes for what's happening with
them. Well, let me ask you this. What's up with, we know Gates has been doing it forever and all these weird outbreaks happen, but Google now, who was also involved at the Wuhan Institute and all that, so was Facebook. They all chip in money for this and because they are depopulationists. It's come out about Larry Page and Sergey Brin and Eric Schmidt. Did you see where they're going to release 60-plus million mosquitoes? It was 30 million on California, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. They've already been doing tests, releasing smaller amounts, and then Gates has been doing it for years. What do you think's behind that, and what do you know about that?
Well, I think that, yeah, I've watched this, that Bill Gates has been doing this for a long time, and they're using it as a way to deliver vaccines to people that you know, in third world countries. They were primarily for malaria vaccine is where it was initially started, and it didn't work very well. I mean, think about it. You know, it violates
informed consent. It's a Nuremberg Code violation, right?
Well, not only that, but what is the dose? Is one bite enough? What happens if you get 100 bites? And what happens to the food chain of the birds and the frogs and stuff that won't eat these genetically modified mosquitoes that are part of their food supply? You know, so there is just so much destruction going on in the name of health that it's really
sure. But you're a certified medical doctor, right? So I mean, you're not allowed to do something to me without consent. It's a felony. I'm asking how Bill Gates and Google run around in Latin America and here, and then dump out GMO mosquitoes with God knows what to supposedly, you know, flying syringes is what they call it. Who gave him the right? I got to go to the hospital, the doctor, and sign consent forms. Why does Dr. Bill Gates get to rape me and my family and put in my body what he wants?
Well, and that's the same thing. They've been working on edible vaccines for a very long time that have the same thing. You know, fortunately, I believe it was Tennessee that outlawed edible vaccines in their grocery store. Because, again, you don't know what the dose is. You don't know how much you're supposed to eat. I mean, what happens if you're supposed to eat one head of lettuce and you eat 10 heads of lettuce? What kind of dose does that do to your body? And what is that doing? The whole vaccine industry, honestly, Alex, just needs to blow up and go away. It's a 200-year mistake. I stopped talking about the childhood vaccine schedule about a year ago now, and I call it what it is, the pediatric poisoning program. Pediatric poisoning program. And parents are now waking up, I think, thanks to COVID. I call it one of the gifts of COVID, that parents not only started questioning their doctors, but they started questioning all the vaccines. And, you know, Dr. Brian Artis and I have released a new app. It's called the Vax app. And the Vax app will have everything that you need to know about vaccines right on your phone in the palm of your hand to question your doctor, to challenge your doctor, to challenge your people who think that vaccines are so great. You can pull up the Vax app and you can look at ingredients. You can look at contraindications. You can look at medical science. And we've got a lot of things that we're going to be putting
in there.
What
a public service. What a public service. Is that app out yet?
Yes, it is. It's out through the App Store. Under just Vax app, V-A-X-A-P-P, Vax app. You can download that onto your phone, or you can get it through the Google Store for Android.
I'm going to tell everybody to get that, because people are ready to hear the truth. And like you said, the globalists admit they've lost all trust. They had UN meetings saying even our own doctors at the UN don't trust the shots anymore. Because even if you argue the science works sometimes, you can't trust groups that have been caught killing people on purpose. I mean, it doesn't matter. It'd be like, yeah, you know, eating a steak's fine, but not at some restaurant that's known to kill people. I mean, it's like you can't trust anything from these people. Wow, invaluable work from Dr. Sherry Denbany. VaxApp, get it and share it. Free. We'll be back to ask her a lot of other questions about this tick epidemic and what we can do about it. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist. I just constantly read all these reports and I... No, it's this stuff's really bad, but there's different mechanisms to do it. But remember, the UN got caught in the 90s by scientists around the world, and then they sent it to the West. They confirmed it, and that was that they were adding a hormone that a woman releases in the second trimester into tetanus shots, and that was creating an autoimmune response that would make the woman reject the baby. And then, I mean, there's just so many documented cases of this type of garbage. But in her presentation that's coming up in this webinar, she said the unseen epidemic, the explosion of chronic fatigue, neurological disorders. Maybe we can show people these slides right here. Just do an overhead shot. We'll do it that way. It's fine. We'll do it that way. And then also she talks about the diagnostic illusion here. And this is what I wanted to get to with her because I read about this a lot and see it. And they talk about the vaccines, like the mRNA gene therapy, getting into your DNA. They denied it at first. Now they admit it. But what is this? Serial passage invisible genetic engineering. What is she specifically talking about here? Because I see these terms being used a lot, and you know I'm not a doctor like she is. Can you explain what you're talking about here, Dr. Tenpenny?
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens in vaccines, too, when they do the serial passage to attenuate a virus. And so when they have the you know, the virus can first be picked up by a bird and then it's passed through a rodent. And then they spent years, they spent decades, Alex, that the Department of Defense and BARDA and all those people, you know, were trying to find the perfect weapon. And the perfect weapon was really meant to be a tick, because the research scientists that they hired in 1952, he spent his entire career stuffing ticks full of other bacteria like Burgdorferia and I can't even pronounce them without having them in front of me here, but they, all these different bacteria. So there's co-infections along with Lyme disease. Lyme never occurs just on its own. There's other co-infections. And the whole idea was to put them inside of ticks, and they were released by the military because they're so tiny. I mean, they're teeny, teeny, tiny. When people see a picture of a tick, like on that diagram and other diagrams, they look like they're the size of a small turtle, when actually they're a tiny little tiny spot. And the actual nymph is even smaller. It's smaller than like the tip of a pencil. And then when they
well, yeah, I mean, some of them called chiggers that we have in Texas, you have to have a magnifying glass to even see the adults.
100%. And when they would release them on the enemy, then they would be difficult to track it to or to diagnose it. That's why they've intentionally made the diagnostic procedures very difficult to follow. And then it would make people chronically sick. And they felt like we as our military could go in and take over a place where the soldiers were weakened and sick easier than if they just killed them all off, because if they killed them all off, it would be crimes against humanity and we would be killing all these people. But it was easier to make them chronically sick.
Soft kill. So sounds like something we've seen done to the West and what modern medicine tries to do to us. This is just and of course, we know they were going to release weaponized ticks ahead of the Bay of Pigs. So this happens over and over again. Dr. Sherry Timmy, promise you'll come back in the next month for a deep dive with me, maybe do a podcast commercial free, and then I'll air it on the main show where we can drill more into this, because I know we've only scratched the surface. Everybody should go to tickbites.drtenpenny.com and watch your webinar. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
That lady's one of the best researchers out there, man. She is a real national treasure. She's been exposing this for decades and decades. Wow, great to have her on with us. Now, on Monday, I happened to see a Piers Morgan debate, where I watched about 10 minutes of it, where he had several different guests on the show debating 9/11 and bombs in the building. And he had Matt Campbell and Roger Waters of Pink Floyd on. And when Piers Morgan denies this stuff, it's irritating. And I could give a five-hour documentary about them blowing up Tower 1, Tower 2, and Building 7. And we have the police saying we're told it's blowing up. We have the owner of the building saying they did it. We have them saying Building 7 fell 30-something minutes before it fell. We had Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management, that we got to interview with, and he died a few weeks later, saying they told him, you get out, there's bombs. I mean, we know. And that is the reality of this. And that's what people need to understand. But folks aren't able to get this information anywhere else than other than broadcasts like this. And the brain trust we have of all the research and our archives and what we've done is second to none. That's why it's up to you to take this report we posted on X later when we're not live, and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live. And we'll post it with my commentary to AlexJonesLive.com to share it. Because if a tree falls in the forest, nobody heard it make a sound, it doesn't make a noise. We don't want to just reach the millions of people. We want the millions of viewers and listeners to reach others. That's the chain reaction. And to do that, we also need support. We want to get more great hosts that want to be brought in and hired. We want to get more reporters. We want to go back bigger than InfoWars ever was and continue the InfoWar on against the globalists at the next level. But I can't do it without you. I thank all of you for your past support, your word of mouth, your financial support while getting incredible products at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to just ask all of you today who maybe got products in the past and love them or never have gotten the products, because those that are getting the products, you're incredible. You're amazing. I'm asking people that have never gone to thealexjonesstore.com and gotten our bovine colostrum, the highest rated, to gotten our shower filter, highest rated, incredibly low price, widest selection of Patriot apparel, some of the best designs, fun to wear this stuff, fun to meet like-minded people, great designs. It's all there, and amazing supplements like Ultramethylene Blue, the very best, And Irish Sea Moss today is the flash sale for the next 48 hours. Buy one, get one free of our Irish Sea Moss. Don't know what it does? Look into it. We got the best. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a collectible coin that is very close to selling out. Only 5,000 were made. We need to sell all of these to be able to fund and expand and finish the new studio. And it is a beautiful 250th anniversary coin with the Jerusalem cross on one side with 1776 across the successful centennial America 250 years. On the other side, the bald eagle, the American flag, 0.999 Troy pure silver at thealexjonesstore.com. And it is discounted for VIPs. But we need the funds that this generates as a fundraiser to fund our operation. It's a piece of history to know you stood with folks that fearlessly fight the tyranny. You are the information war. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. And we cannot do any of this without you, because what we're about to air, a lot of you already know, but the general public still doesn't know. So what's old to you and me is new to everybody else. That's why I've pledged every week more and more to go back and bring out all the big, most important old stuff with updates for the public, because the public's ready for it now. The Great Awakening is here, ladies and gentlemen. So here's Piers Morgan interviews Roger Waters and Matt Campbell in a debate. And Matt Campbell's brother was killed on 9/11, so he has real skin in the game. Here it is.
But just finally, before I go to Roger, you believe that the towers didn't come down because the planes hit them?
What I have in the application that we submitted to the Attorney General is evidence that points towards a different mechanism being used. And I want that evidence seen and heard in court.
You're talking about explosives being put in the towers.
There is evidence of that. There's also the categories of evidence that we submitted in our...
But what is the evidence that you're talking about which says that explosives were put in the towers?
I'm not saying that being put in there. Obviously, they would be there if they're bringing down the towers. But essentially, you've got eyewitness testimony. So I've got first responders, including police officers. Omar.
Outside, we made it about a block.
We made it at least two blocks, and we started running. Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was like, it was as if they had detonated.
Yeah,
as if they were planned to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
What happened?
It was an explosion. He was in the lobby, and the third explosion, the whole lobby collapsed on us.
What was it like?
Horrible.
Like hell. You don't want to know.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Is that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
That was the planet problem?
Yeah, definitely secondary explosion. We was inside waiting to go upstairs, and on the way upstairs, the whole fucking thing blew. And we just collapsed on everybody inside the lobby.
Similar to the first tower coming down, secondary?
I don't know about the first one, but I know the second one, it was terrible. Then there was a third one, too, after that one.
As we were getting our gear on and making our way to the stairway, there was a heavy-duty explosion.
We watched the first explosion. As we were watching the building, we saw a black, very large airplane fly right into the second building. It came out of the south.
It was a secondary explosion, probably a device either planted before or on the aircraft that did not explode until an hour later.
Then it was those secondary explosions and then the subsequent collapses.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
And then you heard from far away, boom, boom.
And you heard the boom, 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 boom.
Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was like, it was if they had detonated.
As if they were planned
to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
It sounded like gunfire. You know, bang, 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 bang. And then all of a sudden, three big explosions. All of a sudden, it was like bang, 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 like bullet shots.
I saw Building 7 come down. There was an explosion. The building did come down in complete classical controlled demolition. It came down on its own footprint, which I lost 343 guys that day. And I lost Tommy O'Hagan, Bruce Van Hines, and Kenny Kumpel. And I can never forget that. I think of that. Before I go to bed, I think about it the first thing in the morning when I wake up. And it's in honor of them and their family that I will continue to do everything I can to make the rest of the world wake up to the fact that this was a false flag operation.
So, you know, basically had took statements in the days and the hours after 9/11. We've got expert testimony. I've got just observations by physicists, by chemists, etc.
This was known as Building 7, the World Trade Center, and that is fresh video you're looking at of that coming down.
Now, again, they were able to get everybody out of that building before it collapsed. So I don't know whether it was accomplished by demolition experts or whether it just happened as a consequence of what occurred earlier today.
And I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. It looked like it had been done by a demolition crew. The whole thing just collapsing down on itself. And another big, huge plume of gray and white smoke shooting up into the air.
For the third time today, reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. And I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
We're going to bring more of those to you now. Barry Jennings, you're on the eighth floor. You work for the city housing department. Explain to me the moment of impact.
Well, me and Mr. Hesh, the corporation counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the eighth floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the eighth floor.
There was an explosion. The explosion was beneath me. Keep in mind now, it's pitch black in there. All the lights went out. So when the explosion happened, it blew us back. I'm thinking I'm standing on a landing. I'm actually holding on to a pole above us.
Really?
And I had to climb back up because Hess is yelling, what do we do now? I said, there's only one thing we can do, and it's go back up. So that's when we went back up to the eighth floor.
And I turned to Hess. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here. I took a fire extinguisher, and I bust the window out. That's when this gentleman here heard my cries for help. This gentleman right here, and he kept saying, stand by, somebody's coming to get you. They couldn't get to us for an hour because they couldn't find us.
You thought that was it?
I thought we're dead.
All this time, I'm hearing explosions. And I'm thinking that maybe it's the buses around me that was on fire, the cars on fire. I don't see no, you know, but I'm still hearing these explosions. When they finally got to us, and they took us down to what they called the lobby, because I asked him, I said, when we got down there, I said, where are we? He said, this was the lobby. And I said, you gotta be kidding me. It was total ruins, total ruins. Now keep in mind, when I came in there, the lobby had nice escalators. It was a huge lobby. I'm just confused about one thing and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions. The explanation I got was it was the fuel oil tank. I'm an old boiler guy. If it was a fuel oil tank, it would have been one side of the building. When I got to that lobby, the lobby was totally destroyed. It looked like King Kong had came through it and stepped on it. And it was so destroyed, I didn't know where I was.
These are experts. I'm not an expert. I'm just relaying.
And who do you think put these explosives there if that's what happened?
Again, that's not the purpose of what an inquest is. It's not even looking to apportion blame. It's trying to establish the cause of death of my brother.
So let me bring Roger in. So, Roger, look, I completely understand why Matt wants to get answers to questions that he believes remain unanswered or are certainly being questioned by people. And there are myriad conspiracy theories about 9/11. So I don't view Matt as a conspiracy theorist. What he's just said to me is, I think a lot of people who lose loved ones in horrific tragedies like this, or terror attacks, whatever it may be, they're going to read so much about what's happened, particularly since the advent of the internet, that you can go off on all sorts of tangents in your mind about what may or may not have done it. And I think he's been careful not to subscribe to any particular blame or anything else. He just says he wants answers. I understand that. As a grieving relative of someone who died in that terror attack, I get it. What I find slightly less, not acceptable, but less understandable, is why someone like you, who, as far as I know, didn't lose anybody in the Twin Towers, let me just clarify that. You had nobody you knew who died that day, right?
Nobody.
Right. So you've contributed, it's been reported, you can confirm this or not, that 100,000 £1,000 towards Matt's, I think the aim is £150,000 to take the case to Supreme Court. So you clearly support what he's doing, but what do you think actually happened here then? If you don't think it was the official narrative, what do you think happened?
Well, it's very, I'm glad you asked me that question, Piers. Very nice to see you again. And thank you for reminding us all of John Pilger and the stories he wrote at the time. What a great journalist he was. Why is it? Why have I given some money to this case, to this court case? Because I think it's extremely important, English as I am, that the Attorney General in England is not or should not be allowed to be above the law, which is what several Attorney Generals since 2001 have suggested, so that they say, we don't have to answer to the law or the Supreme Court. What Matt has done, to his eternal credit, is to fight and fight and fight and fight for 25 years to get his case to open an inquest on his brother's death in front of the Supreme Court. And that case is going to happen in London on October the 14th, 15th this year. Why am I supporting it? Because as you rightly pointed out in your introduction to this conversation, what happened, the truth of what happened on September the 11th, 2001, is supremely important to every one of us in the human race, because it affected all our lives from that date for the 25 years intervening up until now, with the war on terror that was based on it, with the destruction of five of the seven countries that Paul Wolfowitz told Wesley Clark about in the Pentagon in November of that year, 2001, where they said, it is our plan to destroy all these countries in North Africa and the Middle East.
Right after 9/11, about 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, No. He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq? Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, No. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later. And by that time, we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk. He picked up a piece of paper. And he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran." I said, "Is it classified?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Well, don't show it to me."
And they've succeeded with all but Lebanon and Iran so far. Thank goodness them. But that they might be allowed to do this without there ever being even an inquest into the death of an innocent Englishman who by chance happened to be on the 106th floor of Tower One is anathema to me as an Englishman. And that is why I'm supporting this case.
But okay,
hang on, I haven't finished. But my private theories about my theories may seem a little bit more extreme than Matt's, but Matt quite rightly is being very, very careful in what he says, just saying he wants an inquest. So that's my prime motivation.
Right. First anchors at the London News Desk reported it. Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the...
They then cut to BBC reporter Jane Stanley in New York, who also reported that the Salomon Brothers building had fallen, all the while with the building clearly visible behind her through the window.
Our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense downtown in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also collapsed as a result of this huge amount of falling debris from 110 floors of the two twin towers of the World Trade Center. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city, but completely disappeared now, and New York is still unable to take on board what has happened to them today.
Another BBC news channel, BBC 24, also got the word and reported the collapse 20 minutes before it fell.
Enormous building in New York has collapsed. It is the 47-story Salomon Brothers building, which was situated very close to the World Trade Center, right there in this financial capital.
It then emerged that Aaron Brown of CNN reported from a rooftop overlooking Ground Zero that Building 7 had collapsed over an hour before it actually fell.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7 in the World Trade Center complex, is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing. And you, to be honest, can see these pictures a little bit more clearly than I.
And Susan, of course, the floor is empty, but they're here, and lest we be accused of not hearing all voices, we cut you off a moment ago. This is Alex Jones from Austin, Texas, a radio talk show host.
Yes, sir, with InfoWars.com. Both candidates are cousins. They're skull and bones. They're bringing in big government and tyranny. The evidence is clear. The military-industrial complex was intimately involved in 9/11. The commission is a complete fraud. We're losing our freedoms. Both parties are controlled. And if we don't wake up and stand up and speak out, this country's going to be destroyed. Giving up liberty only gives us tyranny. It does not give us security. And I hope that everybody out there wakes up to this and realizes that America is America because we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everybody should investigate 9/11 and find out who's really behind it. It's Bush's and the New World Order's Reichstag. And his cousin Kerry isn't going to save you either. Thank you, PrisonPlanet.com.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not f***ing leaving.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if. It's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.